From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. In the news at this hour, President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, Judge Neil Gorsuch, is visiting lawmakers on Capitol Hill a day after calling the president's sharp criticism of the judiciary, in his words, demoralizing and disheartening. Gorsuch made his comment while meeting privately Wednesday with Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, who revealed Gorsuch's statements. President Trump reacted to Gorsuch's remarks Thursday on Twitter by apparently questioning the integrity of Senator Blumenthal. Turkey says a Russian airstrike has accidentally killed three Turkish soldiers in northern Syria. A military statement said the military was carrying out an operation targeting Islamic State at the time of the incident. The Kremlin said that both sides have agreed to step up their military coordination in Syria. Russia and Turkey had been on opposing sides of the Syrian conflict, with Moscow backing the government and Ankara backing the rebels. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan told lawmakers Thursday he believes the U.S.-backed Afghan forces are in a stalemate in the 15-year-old war. General John Nicholson went on to tell the senators efforts are underway to break that stalemate.
Working closely with the Pakistanis to eliminate or reduce sanctuary for the Taliban, Haqqani, and other groups inside Pakistan. And then working with the Afghans and the international community for an Afghan-led peace and reconciliation process. I think if we can get these elements into our plan going forward, and indeed we're working on that, then we can bring this fight to a successful conclusion going forward.
U.S. General John Nicholson. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Newly installed U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is making the rounds at the Justice Department not long after his swearing in at the White House, where he expressed support for President Trump's travel ban.
And you've said something that I believe, and I think the American people believe, that we need a lawful system of immigration, one that serves the interests of the people of the United States. That's not wrong, that's not immoral, that's not indecent. We admit a million people a year plus who lawfully, and we need to end this lawlessness that threatens the public safety, pulls down wages of working Americans.
The U.S. Senate confirmed Sessions on Wednesday after more than a day of heated debate and a dramatic confrontation that led to the suspension of a prominent Democrat from floor deliberations. Somali lawmakers elected a new president, choosing former Prime Minister Mohamed Abdul Ali Mohamed on Wednesday. Mohamed Yusuf has more on the story.
In a short speech, the new president said, "This victory belongs to the people of Somalia. This victory is a start of building a united, peaceful and stable Somalia. This is the beginning of democracy and fighting corruption." Outgoing President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud won praise for how he conceded defeat Wednesday and wished his successor well. He's seen as a nationalist and a unifier, despite having spent much of his adult life in the United States, where he's also a citizen. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Kenya's Supreme Court Thursday blocked a government plan to close a refugee camp near the Somali border as unconstitutional and amounting to the persecution of refugees. Said Abuka is a community leader and Somali refugee in Kenya.
That's why I'm proud, because in Kenya, it is the only country, I believe, in Africa where you can go to courts if you feel aggrieved from the decisions from the government. There is a space, freedom space, and the government respects rule of law. That's why I'm proud.
The Kenyan government argues the camp housing a quarter of a million people has been used as a training ground for Al-Shabaab insurgents who have launched repeated attacks for Kenya's deployments to fighting the rebels in Somalia. A Malaysian ship carrying 2,300 tons of food and medicine to help members of Myanmar's persecuted Muslim Rohingya minority arrived in Yangon on Thursday. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.